here's something we hope you'll really like.
The Leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The Newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The Self-Signal Storm Podcast.
I don't wish ill on anybody. I hope you know that. I don't know if I make that clear enough. What drives me, the sole purpose for my being these days is to stay free and to make sure the country that I live in remains free. That's my whole reason for being these days. Making sure the Constitution doesn't go by the way of the dinosaurs. Speaking of dinosaurs, one of the obstacles in the way of doing that are dinosaurs like Beijing Biden and Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. Now, about McConnell and Cornyn, I expect betrayal from Democrats. I just do. I have come to know nothing but backstabbing for our nation with the vast majority of Democrats. I can count the number of Democrats I actually trust on one hand. And actually, I can trust those Democrats more than some Republicans I can think of out there. Two of them I already mentioned. Let me drop the name Charlie Guerin out there as another Republican I do not trust, nor should you, to be looking out for your best interests, looking out for their own. Absolutely. As you may or may not know, Mitch McConnell suffered a fall in his advanced years. The turtle took a dive. And I'm not laughing at the fact that he was hurt. I am glad to hear he's recovering. But the headlines have been coming out. McConnell returns to Senate amid speculation he may retire. Apparently, when you're his age and you fall, it can mean bad news. And I know that medically speaking, it could send you into a downhill spiral. And that's not good. And I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But Mitch McConnell is one of the chief architects of betrayal of the conservative movement. I will never forget when I had Mitch McConnell, when I was working at the Blaze, I had him slated to come on and talk with us about, I can't remember what the issue was, but I remember he canceled on us at the last minute, probably finding out that I was a conservative rather than a Republican. And then in the subsequent days, he started blaming conservatives for having unrealistic expectations of Republicans. Now, look, I think that Republicans should be elected to defend the country and defend Republican voters from Democrats and the ravages of Democrats. And I'm sorry, Democrat policies have been downright destructive lately. Now, Mitch McConnell can't relate to that because Mitch McConnell likes to get along with his Democrat friends, and he's just as rich as his Democrat friends. So when his Democrat friends screw over we the people, Mitch McConnell doesn't feel it, so he doesn't take it personally, even though his constituents in Kentucky have been screwed three ways from Sunday. So there's all this speculation about him retiring, and I think this guy is going to take the Senate leadership, you know, the pride out of his cold, dead hands if past his prologue. But there's a meme that was floating around social media, so I took it and I reposted it on some of our social media. And in honor of Mitch McConnell returning to the United States Senate, I posted a picture of him yucking it up with Chuck Toomer, the Senate Majority Leader, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate. And they're having a good old time laughing it up. And Chuck Toomer is saying, "Hey, I heard you fell." And McConnell says, "Yeah, I tripped over a pile of Chinese money." And they're just having a good old time. And, you know, this would be funny. It is funny because of what Mitch McConnell's done to us. It is funny because Mitch McConnell for example, has been out there making sure that Republicans do not come up with an alternative to Obamacare to help us. He makes sure that never happens. Mitch McConnell made sure that he undercut House Republicans to pass a massive spending bill, $1.7 trillion omnibus, that screwed over our people, including our friends at the southern border. And John Cornyn signed on to that omnibus with him. So my level of sympathy for Republicans who don't defend us from Democrats is very, very low. One of the Republicans we will talk to about some issues, a Texas Republican, Congressman Michael Cloud, joins the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Let me bring on one of our representatives in our federal government, Congressman Michael Cloud. He represents the 27th Congressional District in the great state of Texas. He sits on the Appropriations Committee and the Select Subcommittee on the China Virus Pandemic. Congressman, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you again this morning.
Sir, let's start off with not necessarily a top-of-mind headline, but since you do sit on the China Virus Pandemic Subcommittee, vaccines, they don't stop infection. Doctors now concede that. They don't stop transmission. Doctors now concede that. Even His Eminence Dr. Fauci conceded that. Yet Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, has declared an end to the pandemic, but is still going to dedicate $5 billion taxpayer dollars to buying more vaccines that don't stop infection and don't stop transmission. Sir, isn't that throwing good money after bad? And will the House of Representatives stop him?
It certainly is. One of the things that I keep talking about, and you know, now being on the Appropriations Committee, we're hard at work at, is we've got to stop spending money to do bad things. And for us to continue to basically kind of give a handout to these pharma companies who've given us what we now know is bad information all along in regards to what these things, this COVID vaccine, is supposed to be able to do. It's just inconceivable to think that we're going to continue to spend money on that sort of thing. You know, and I'm really troubled by the efforts to push this, especially on children, for something where the data is just not supportive of it. You know, we had a hearing just a couple weeks ago where we talked about what was going on in our schools and keeping schools closed and all those kind of things. And the data was showing that COVID did not have nearly the same effect on children as it did in other demographics, and that they were by and large protected in a sense. There's probably a better word for that, but
let me give you the statistics. The children, young people, have never been at statistical risk for death or hospitalization from the China virus. That we've known that from the very beginning. Dr. Benjamin Carson, who's a neurosurgeon, who's a hell of a lot smarter than your average Democrat, who's a hell of a lot smarter than, frankly, Dr. Fauci, he said that we know, this is something we know, that children are not negatively impacted as far as hospitalization and death from the China virus unless they have severe comorbidities. And then parents have to make that decision. What we don't know, and this is the problem, Congressman, what we don't know is the long-term impacts on our children's reproductive tissue, on our children's bodies. We don't have any five or 10-year studies done on the long-term impact of the vaccines on our children. So Dr. Carson says it's dangerous to gamble with that unknown with your child. What would you say to parents out there who are injecting their children with these vaccines as some sort of status symbol to prove what good liberals and Democrats they are?
Well, you know, that's the wrong way to approach it, obviously. We should care more about the health and safety of our children, you know, and what we see being pushed on. You know, the virtue signaling, and exactly how you put it, that this has become a political issue as opposed to a scientific issue, and the fact that we We now saw if science has kind of become a joke over the last little bit, because what we've been told is science has nothing to do with science. It's you know, the enforcement of some sort of authoritarian agenda has been crazy. And so, you know, look into the data and make sure that we're protecting kids. You know, if anything, the data showed that kids were even an insulator, because there was a talk about, well, you got to vaccinate kids so it doesn't spread to parents and that kind of thing, or grandparents. And the data showed that kids, in a sense, were an insulator even. And that wasn't really a thing that was happening. So,
Keep us posted, Congressman, on what happens on your subcommittee, because I think that's going to be vitally important, because you already got His Eminence, Dr. Fauci. By the way, we're getting word from Senate investigators that he's been rehired by the federal government. He's drawing a federal paycheck again, which is an insult to us. So, and he's also recommending that there's a new pandemic coming. So let's just keep an eye on that. Now, let's get into some headlines. By the way, we're talking to Congressman Michael Cloud, 27th District here in the great state of Texas. Congressman, I'm sad to report you're funding idiots. You're funding complete morons. You're funding an administration that is made up of people who check boxes who are unqualified. And let me give you an example. Joe Biden, he has his classified documents strewn all over Belfast, sir. His classified travel documents, any Tom, Dick, or Harry could stumble on them, and they did. They found them blowing around the streets of Belfast. This is a level of incompetence that, I'm sorry, Republicans shouldn't be funding, sir. What do you say?
One of the most difficult things in dealing with this White House hasn't been just the fact that the ideological push is so far left and you know, pushing this like Marxist ideology on America, but it's just been the difficulty in the competence level of dealing with people who actually know what they're doing, you know. And it's a far cry that's different in working with the Trump administration, where whether we're dealing with COVID or, you know, we had Harvey going on. I remember different things that were happening, you know, and you can get on the phone, you can talk to somebody, you can get an answer really quick, where we see it's extremely difficult to get things done and to move the ball forward on a lot of different things. And, you know, we see that intelligence leak. We see the Ukraine intelligence leak going on. And it's just, we go from crisis to crisis to a bungling of issue.
Well, as a matter of principle,
and the American people are just really tired of it.
Yeah, as a matter of principle, though, Congressman. Now, I know John Cornyn wants to fully fund incompetence. I know that Mitch McConnell wants to fully fund incompetence. But I'm asking you and the majority in the House, do you think it's wise to continue to funnel American taxpayer dollars really to the least gifted boobs that we have in this country, including the man who sits in the Oval Office? Do you think that's wise?
Oh, no, not at all. And here's the approach I've been trying to bring to the Appropriations Committee is, you know, historically, you know, Republicans have looked at things from a fiscally conservative standpoint. We certainly need to do that. We need to get our fiscal house in order. But right now we are funding evil in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
We are funding woke ideology in so many different ways. And the first comb through of our spending should be like, let's get rid of the weaponization of government. Let's get rid of this funding of evil. Let's get rid of funding of bad things. Then let's see where the numbers stand. And then let's get the fiscally side of things where they need to go, because we continue to literally at taxpayers' expense fund the demise of our nation.
Yep.
And then what we're doing overseas too. I've talked to ambassadors overseas who will tell me, they say, you know, every single dollar you send to our country, you know, first they have that ambassador hat on and they're very thankful to have the, you know, support of the United States, and they kind of take that off and say, every dollar you send us is going to undermine family values, Christian values in our country. And what you have to do in order to gain the kind of funding has nothing to do with the kind of things that you think they would, you know.
Yep.
We've heard about the rings that support prostitution being supported. We've heard about the drag shows in other countries being supported. You know, it's crazy the kind of stuff that we're supporting and that, you know,
hey,
we're forcing taxpayers to pay for.
At least Democrats are ambitious. You know, it's not good enough for them to ruin this country. They want to ruin everybody else's too. I mean, it's a great ambition if you're a left winger, if you're a Democrat, but I mean, Sadly, I would hope the Republican Party would decide, and that's probably going to be my last question, to decide they want to be an opposition party for a change. Let me ask you about the revelations, because this is another big headline, that Joe Biden's mm-hmm. White House colluded and coordinated the Mar-a-Lago raid on President Trump's estate. Lawyers tell me that act of weaponizing his office against his political opponent is not only unethical, but they say it's an impeachable offense. These lawyers tell me on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax, using government resources to take out your opponent. Don't you think the Republicans ought to be unified in saying we can't allow that? And what is your view, Congressman? Is that an impeachable offense?
Yeah, well, first of all, that headline was kind of like shocked. I'm shocked to find out there's gambling going on in here. You know, I mean, it's the headline that we all knew was actually happening. Yeah, but yes, this is in a long line of what we're seeing from this administration, where we're weaponized, the federal government's being weaponized against political opponents, from the very top of the Mar-a-Lago raid to, you know, the pro-life dad who's trying to get things done, to the parents of the school board meetings trying to make sure that they get to be involved in what's going on in the lives of their kids, you know. And so it's all fits into that ideology, this authoritarian ideology that's being promoted from the White House right now, that really needs to be pushed back on. And certainly, yes, we need to hold the Biden administration and Biden himself accountable.
Do you agree with
in that regard?
Do you agree with the lawyers that it's an impeachable offense to actually use the executive branch to make sure that your political opponent is taken out with you know, crazy legal maneuvering? Isn't that, I know it's unethical, but is it impeachable in your view?
I would think so. I probably need to take a lawyer's look at it, but you know, I altered the impeachment of a number of them a long time ago. So
okay, very good.
When it comes to well, you know, even what we've seen in Afghanistan through today.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to get this administration,
well, Congressman,
cleaned out and get them doing their nefarious action.
That leads, you know, as we have classified documents blowing around Belfast, let's talk about the classified documents that were sitting next to Joe Biden's Corvette. Let's talk about the classified documents that were being stored in a facility bought and paid for by communist China. Let's talk about the classified documents from Joe Biden's time as a U.S. senator that his son, his cokehead son, had access to when he was renting this home for $50,000 a month, sir. The very same amount of money the communist Chinese were paying Hunter Biden to rent office space and share office space with him. Sir, that stinks to high heaven, yet because of the left-wing biased, unfair, anti-American press,
yeah,
and the fact that, I'm sorry, Republicans aren't making this an issue, it seems to have gone by the wayside. But a lot of Americans aren't very comfortable with having a man of this caliber sitting in the Oval Office making decisions for all of us. Can you speak to Joe Biden's classified documents problem?
Well, obviously, there's this this gets back to the Department of Justice being kind of like this two-tier justice system where, you know, we go after President Trump, but, you know, it's okay for Biden as an ex-vice president in a much less secure facility to have documents stored next to his Corvette. You know, it's just the duplicity that's coming out, it's this long line of things, and the American people are wising up to it, you know, because what we see is you know, the left keeps coming out and pushing these headlines, and then we keep finding out that, oh, you know, as we dig into all the details of what's going on, that really basically they were being nefarious in their actions
well,
doing illegal things. And so the American people are learning that these are people that you cannot trust.
CBS
and
is pushing,
really what it comes down to.
Yeah, CBS is pushing fake studies to grab our guns rather than paying attention to a man who has violated our national security since his time as senator, who is now sitting in the Oval Office. And of course, that's how the left-wing press rolls. Last two questions. Democrat insurrectionists have been reinstated up in Tennessee. Yet we've got January 6th rioters indefinitely detained. They're in filthy conditions, and you know this, Congressman. They've been denied due process. Some of them are Texans.
Yeah.
A double standard only sticks when the Republican Party doesn't make the Democrats pay for their double standard. So, two questions I have for you. Isn't it time the Democrats paid a price for what they're doing, number one? Number two, when will Kevin McCarthy release the entirety of the January 6th tapes, not just to one host on one network, but to all of us, so we can all see, including the attorneys for these J6th rioters who were accused, so maybe they can get the same deal as the Tennessee insurrectionists just got?
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping for sooner than later on the video release. I mean, I've been calling for it for, you know, the last year and a half. And so we need to get that video out. I don't know his timeline on it, but definitely what's going on. The left has understood that they can make the process be the persecution. And so it doesn't matter in their mind if you get exonerated in the end. They ruin your life through the process. And this is what happens when you have an ideology that doesn't embrace truth anymore, doesn't even have everything they do and everything they message on and everything they're trying to accomplish has to do whatever fits into their political objective. It has nothing to do with whether it's true or whether it has any sort of value or virtue to it. It's just, you know, what it takes to advance their political agenda. And when it comes to the J6 detainees, you know, they've been in their waiting trial, a lot of them longer than the sentence would be if they were convicted of being guilty. And you know, it's unconscionable. And this is where Congress can step in. You know, a lot of times when I'm traveling the district, you know, I wish we had prosecutorial authority sometimes, aside from the fact that I respect our checks and balances. But when it comes to what's going on there, certainly we do have authority over Washington, D.C., and we should be taking.
Well, you sit on appropriations. The power of the purse isn't something to shake a stick at. I mean, I think that there is.
No, sir.
And I think you hit on it earlier, Congressman. The left is using our own dollars to steal our rights, to undermine our country, and to turn us into a banana republic. And I think they ought not be allowed to do that. So if you have nefarious goals and you're undertaking nefarious anti-American issues with our taxpayer money, you should be denied that taxpayer money. Congressman Michael Cloud, everybody, representing 27th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas. Sir, I appreciate the time.
Thank you. God bless you.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor and visit a couple of websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com, enterprising journalism, cutting-edge journalism. You're not finding it many places in the country, much less many places in Texas. And Texas Scorecard is the one resource for you where you can go and find, easy to follow journalism that has your best interests at heart, not the left-wing Democrat Party's best interest at heart, like the vast majority of so-called journalists do in the state of Texas. Also, head on over to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows. On AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast with TNT Radio Network all over this globe. Also find the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Make sure you touch on all of our social media contacts while you're at ChrisSalcedo.com. And also figure out how to book me for a speech, or drop me a voicemail, or drop me an email. Tons of resources there. One-stop shopping, if you will, at ChrisSalcedo.com. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.